We've got Adam Ray on the phone. Adam, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
So we had a mix-up with the times. Is that what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, man. I got an email that said 8:30, and that was the first one I got, and I was going off of that one for up until I looked up the number to call, which was about 5 minutes ago, and saw that another email had been sent that said, I mean 8, to which I said, crap.
And here, it's we're on the East Coast. It's actually 11.
Oh, so don't say crap. Oh, wait, no, what? Oh yeah, so
just the East Coast listeners, they're like, wait, is it 8 o'clock now? No, it's 11 on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to confuse people with numbers.
So,
so what's up, man? How's the radio life?
It's great. You know, you haven't been on before, right?
I don't think so, man. Your voice does not sound like something I've gone to bed hearing.
Because, you know, we were scheduled to do an interview May 2010. And then we rescheduled it twice, and then it just never got scheduled.
What? That's not my fault. I blame the man for that one.
No, it's not a big deal. It's just I think it's fate.
It's fate that you come in. Don't discount the credit of your show, man. It is a big deal, and it's and you know I like to follow through clearly, as I've shown my 25-minute late.
That's right.
Attendance. So what's up, man? What do you want to talk about in our limited time here for your listeners? What do you think they care to hear right now?
I think they want to know about this punk show that you're writing on. Is it still going on?
Well, here's the thing about that. It is, but I am no longer writing for it because I started to kind of get some things going in some other areas.
Okay.
I was touring more with stand-up and getting some other writing jobs. And, you know, man, it's just it's the first time I've kind of found myself in a situation where I had other opportunities that I could kind of pick from and not have to take anything that was coming my way. So it just wasn't really, you know, it was going to be a cool opportunity, but not the be all end all, you know? So
so you wrote on a couple episodes?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely worked for a couple months, but then that was that, so.
So did you work with Justin Bieber?
No, Bieber was supposed to be in and then actually never, he got pulled, and that's what pushed it back initially. And it was during that time that I was like,
okay. So they're gonna jump ship. So they're gonna premiere it with a different host.
Yeah, I think the plan is that they want to do a different host each episode, maybe.
Oh, okay. So we don't have to worry about Justin Bieber being on there.
Yeah, it sounds like I can hear the intense melodrama in your voice, and just so that you and your listeners can eat breakfast without thinking about Bieber fever invading their chocolate milk. He's not, you know, he's got bigger and bigger things to do, man.
Yeah.
And
just like you.
Just like me, man. Good segue.
Yeah.
So that's not happening. But, you know, I did a bunch of those VH1, remember those I Love the 90s, I Love
right.
the 80s, like clip
Talking
shows.
Head shows, yeah.
Yeah, I was doing a bunch more of those, so I did about 10 episodes of a couple of those.
Do those pay well?
Airing in the fall. They're okay, man. It's really, you know, it's a good exposure thing. Like, they understand what it can do for comics, so I think it's kind of one of those deals. But it's a good writing exercise, too, man, because it's a lot of material in a short amount of time. And
right.
You better write a lot of jokes.
Have you taken any of the unused stuff from those and put it into your act?
You know, I haven't yet, but that's funny you mentioned that, because I actually thought about doing that in all my writing submissions, maybe going back and looking at some stuff I wrote for certain sports shows or for late night stuff, and see if there's anything I could maybe use.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It's your stuff, so.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. It came out of my hand, came out of my pen.
You know, one time I had a dream. I do stand-up. One time I had a dream, and in the dream, I was watching someone do stand-up, and they told a really funny joke, and I'm like, wow, that's really funny. I wish I'd thought of it. But it was in my dream, so technically, I did think of it.
Whoa, so, Inception-type shit. That's, wow, all right.
We are FM radio, just so you know.
Oh, my bad.
That's all right. Nope. I've got a dump button.
Wow, even the S-bomb, huh?
Yeah, you can't say the F-bomb.
Okay. Yeah. No, I said no. The S-bomb. S-bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No S-bomb. No F-bomb. No C-bombs. None of that stuff.
C-bombs. But dude, doesn't it make you, when people say because, you know, you and I don't know each other well. So it's like, when you know, I hear you say the word C-bomb, it makes me very curious to hear about, like, what your interpretation of the C-bomb is, you know? And then we can get into a whole, because everybody's got a different version. But,
everyone's got a different C-bomb? I can think of two different C-bombs.
Ah, but see, you're limiting yourself, man.
Yeah. I guess, like, if you're really one religion or another, the C-bomb could be Christian or Catholic.
Sure. It could also be a compliment.
Right. Compliment, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought about it that way. Well, I guess you can say the word compliment on the FCC.
Well, that's the C-bomb I was talking about. You see how quick you were to judge me there? Yeah, see how I flipped this around? Yeah.
That was those talent. That was
listen, what were we talking about?
I wanted to ask you about
this dream. That's crazy. Yeah, dream. Yeah. I mean, technically, I think that is your material. Then, I mean, if it popped into your brain, and then, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That seems like a finder's keepers type situation.
Are you in a desert? I hear like wind and it's very
really?
Desolate. Yeah. What are you doing?
Is that better?
No, I can still kind of hear it when you're not talking.
Oh, wow. I mean, I am in a car. There was air conditioning on. I turned it off.
Are you driving right now?
I'm in the middle of a Dairy Queen. Is that not good reception?
That's probably it. So we got about 1 minute. I wanted to ask you about the videos. I want to do another interview with you sometime so I can actually ask you some questions. But,
I'd love to.
You know, I saw your newest video, the Geico one.
Yeah.
That was great. That was hilarious. That really
Thank you. Yeah, I think getting the I really enjoy commercial parodies, and I feel like I just anytime I cover, there's a good chunk of my act where I talk about bad advertising and just my pet peeves with it, and so it was just something that was, the more I kept seeing those commercials, I was like, all right, if I can just get, if we can emulate the beginning of these things and really kind of make it as close to the commercial as possible, and then obviously come through with something.
Right.
Because obviously those commercials are so specific, and that's what we were trying to spoof, but just get really specific and obviously the rants and, trying to have something cool about that, the rants being all in a couple breaths and whatever.
Right. Was that difficult to film, or did you have to cut it out?
We did about 6 or 7 takes,
yeah.
And then the last couple were the ones that were good. But I mean, that's obviously those things. The trouble is with those things, when I'm trying to get real specific and random, it's like sometimes you have to put a cap on the crazy
right.
And think about what's actually possible. But I try not to do that, because that's usually when you kind of get some of the better stuff, when you allow yourself to really not cap the crazy, But yeah, man, thanks. It was fun. I got a couple others I'm shooting in the next couple of weeks. It'll be, I think you'll dig. But, the videos thing, man, is really, it's another creative outlet for me to kind of, build a following and get practice in every aspect of writing and acting and producing, which it's just helped immensely. And it's all means to an end to try to get my own show and get obviously
right.
Something else hits, and then the videos and as a result get more traffic, and then when people look at YouTube and stuff like that and see I've got a lot of followers and you've got a following, then they're much more willing to jump on board and throw you some money for something more legit. So
now, would you say you put more time and energy into making these videos? You've got quite a few of them. Do you put more time into the videos or working on your material for the stand-up?
Oh no! It's both, man. I'm
equal.
It's nonstop. I mean, I'm literally I write every day, and I get up every night a couple times a night, and I'm on the road a lot, and I'm just constantly trying stuff out and polishing stuff I have, and trying to peel back on what I have already, and then I've just always got sketches and stuff that I'm writing and coming up with ideas for. I've got so many like on cue that I don't have time to do them as much as I would like to.
Right.
Because obviously the budget I usually get for these is not too big, and sometimes it's out of my own pocket. So, it's an equal. I give time equal time to both.
Okay.
Just, I don't really think about it too. I mean, sometimes I'll get wrapped up in one or the other if I've got a sketch that's going to take up more time and focus. But I'm one of those, like, I want to be doing it all at all times.
Right.
I think I can always do it all, but sometimes ends up in, you have to start living off dime a tap and sugar cookies.
Right. Adam, I really appreciate you calling in, even though it was for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but yo, man, we packed it in. We got a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of topics.
We went through the whole interview just, you know, I think I only asked you 3 questions.
It's pretty great. Clearly, I am a comic and like attention because you listen to how much I like to talk and hear the sound of my own voice. But no, man, thanks for the time. And
yeah, let's get you on again. Less than 14 months, hopefully.
I mean, I can't make any promises, man. I'm kind of
14 months and 25 minutes. Excuse me.
Yeah, figure out the exact numbers of our dates. Yeah, man, we'll do it. We'll do it soon again.
Yeah, next time definitely have some beeping car noise in the background as well. That would.
You know what? I will, and definitely have some sarcastic undertone with your closing remarks.
Thank you very much, Adam. Yeah.
By the way, try. This is just a little plug for Trident White, but I'm chewing some Cool Colada right now, and I gotta say, it's one of the best gums I've ever had in my entire
really?
Life. So I have no deals with Trident White Cool Colada, but I'm not even a big Colada guy. You know, I don't even know if I'm the coolest person. I don't know if you have to be cool to chew Cool Colada, but
right.
And it's doing things to my mouth right now that I can't even explain.
Well, you get one plug, and that was your plug. Thanks for calling it. No, so AdamRayTV.com, is that right?
There it is. That's it.
And
all the stuff is there.
We can check out your comedy album, Fat Camp, on iTunes and Amazon.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Adam, for calling in. Talk to you soon.
Of course, man. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye. That was Adam Ray. As I said, you can check out his website, AdamRayTV.com.